of course, we all agree that those people that have been brought to the UK by the government under the resettlement scheme should be given indefinite leave to remain. So I'd welcome that announcement by the Home Secretary. However, people under international law have a right to seek refuge in the country of their choosing. That is not going to go away. And the fact is that we need to find a way of dealing with that issue that means that vulnerable people don't end up using the services of a people trafficker. So I agree with the Home Secretary that people should not be using the services of a people trafficker if it can be avoided. But the way to do that is to provide people who are in Europe and who want to get to the UK with a way of applying for asylum. At the moment, there is no way to apply for asylum from outside the UK. You have to physically get here. That isn't going to stop. So we have to find a way of dealing with it. What this seems to me to be is a bit like when a property developer wants to develop a property and they need to legally put in some social housing as part of that development. They don't want to do that, so they offer to build a doctor's surgery instead, which is fine, but it doesn't fix the problem when what we actually need is housing. So she's made a small concession in one area, which will make a big difference to the lives of those people that have been brought to the UK as part of the resettlement scheme. But I'd like to see figures around what she's planning to do, because unless she's going to be ambitious about it, I can't see it helping more than 2,000 people a year. But Priti Patel is suggesting that anybody who makes the treacherous journey to get to refuge in the UK should not be granted asylum. And clearly, we wouldn't agree with that.